Welcome to another New Zealand Doctor podcast. This is a podcast version of the regular monthly article, The First Time, written and presented by me, Dr. Joe Scott Jones. The First Time is a series of articles designed to help people new to general practice deal with some of the challenges, and to refresh ideas in funny old fellas like myself. This time I'm going to talk about your philosophy of care. It sounds a bit of a waste of time. Something that as Western-trained doctors we take as a given, but deciding and articulating the philosophy that underpins why you do what you do can be an important step in personal and professional development. It can also help patients understand the ways your service is different from others, and like any framework, help you to open that chikari window of what you don't know more often. The philosophy of care can be defined as the underlying theory or set of ideas that informs the values and choices that you use to help meet your patient's needs. You may have found this articulated in the vision of your business. We are the home of quality healthcare, for example, implies a family atmosphere and a focus on providing safe and effective services. You may have decided to undertake a personal or business-based strategic plan each year. And setting your high-level goals may have required you to determine a philosophy. For example, we provide care on the basis of the best available evidence. The problem is, the same old can become stale and not actually translate into action. Next time you're sitting back and considering your approach, it might be valuable to consider some of the alternative philosophies that might sprightly up your practice. In kaupapa Māori thinking, models of care can be successfully applied across all cultures and are variously described. Mason Dury's Te Whare Tapa Whā identifies four cornerstones of holistic health: whānau, or family; tinana, the physical health; hinangaro, mental health; and wairua, spiritual health. Rose Pere described te whēke, the well-being, as an octopus. Te whānau, the family, with eight tentacles; wairuatanga, spirituality; henengaro, the mind; taha tinana, the body; whanangatanga, the extended family; mauri, or life force in people and things; mana ake, the identity unique to an individual or family; haakoroma akuiama, the breath of life from antecedents; and fatu manawa, an open expression of emotion. Everyone's different, but understanding the key elements of Māori philosophy towards healthcare, especially that spirituality is central to a holistic model of care, can be useful. A useful general philosophy to apply in daily practice. Our own Ministry of Health website details good resources to kickstart that understanding. Have a look at their Māori health models. Another way of looking at things would be considering our philosophy through that of ethics. An ethical philosophy of care can be taken as care that is applied using the four guiding principles of ethics. Beneficence, we'll try to help people. Non-maleficence, we will avoid doing harm. Autonomy, we acknowledge that patients have a right to engage with and to refuse treatment. And justice, our care will be provided fairly and equitably. Other ethical principles might be included, such as honesty and truthfulness, confidentiality and respect for human rights. Ethical care should come as a given from any traditionally trained clinician. These principles are found in the Hippocratic Oath, for goodness sake. If we don't know them by now, then we should be euthanized. See what I did there? Oh well. I always thought my sense of humour was slightly odd. Anyway, patient-centered care. Two basic principles underpin patient-centered care. Firstly, care is firmly grounded in the subjective experience of the patient. Dealing only with the numbers is not enough. And secondly, patient and clinician share decision-making and responsibility. In this approach to care, people collaborate in determining the problem, setting the goals, and carrying out treatment plans. There's a great article in an old family physician from June 2008 by Hamish Wilson called Becoming Patient-Centered, which is available online through the college website. Definitely worth a read. Another philosophical approach to the way that we do things is using evidence-based medicine. Using the best available evidence to inform decisions can be frustrating when the best available evidence is pretty poor, but the alternative, non-evidence-based medicine, is akin to shamanism and smells of snake oil salesmen. So that way lies danger. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Takes a bit of time to explain risks and benefits to patients and to research the answers to great clinical questions, but lots of help is available. The Center for Evidence-Based Medicine is a great starting point, and again, cebm.net is very worthwhile. Another approach could be values-based medicine. In a values-based medicine approach, it involves applying an understanding of the complex ideas, fears, and expectations of patients and clinicians within a political, historical, and societal structure. How the clinician and the patient differ and concur when interpreting symptoms, signs, and developing an investigation and treatment plan. It's a really interesting way of looking at things. Look at the website, particularly of Professor James McCormack, and a great YouTube video that he's done about minimally disruptive medicine, another philosophical approach. The goal here is to provide evidence-based practice in a way that has minimal negative impact on a patient's life. The Institute for Healthcare Improvement is another source to show how to apply the principles of minimally disruptive medicine to chronic condition management. And again, they've got great web resources at ihi.org. Of course, first you save yourself is another philosophy of care. It's important to approach your working life in a way that it's safe for you as a person and a professional. But it can't be universally applied in medicine, since what we do is inherently risky. Maybe your own philosophy of care is something that you just have to think about, talk to colleagues about, and develop yourself. Patient-centered, minimally disruptive, evidence and value-based ethical tefeke could be one option. Anyway, that's it for this New Zealand Doctor podcast. Thank you for listening. Look out for more on iTunes. Think about following me at Apodiki GP on Twitter and subscribe to New Zealand Doctor magazine. See you again.